I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
Dana Stern is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, Taylor Swift did it. She sold 1.3 million copies of Folklore. That's worldwide in the first day that it was out. She said she hadn't really planned on that this summer, like all of our other summer plans or plans for the year had, you know, been turned on their heads, like so much of us, you know, so many of us. And this was one thing that she wasn't expecting that happened.
So meanwhile, right. She just decided to stay home and quarantine and make millions of dollars.
Unlike
the rest of us.
Make music. There's a song on it called Betty, and her fans figured out that is the name of Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's third daughter. Like, they haven't released that name. She's really, really good friends with them.
Okay.
But in the song Betty, it's got two lines that have the names of their other children. One is Inez. You heard the rumors about Inez. You can't believe a word she says. The other is, she said, James, get in, let's drive. So it's, yeah, so it's like, oh, so Betty must be the name of their daughter.
Of the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it a diss track? Is it like,
no.
Is it like being mean to? Okay, I'm just making
Why
sure.
Why would she be mean to little children?
Well,
it's an all new Taylor. Explicit cuts. That part is true. Yeah. Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, he's trying to help a woman in Canada find a stolen teddy bear that has a recording from her dying mother. He said he'd give $5,000 to anyone who returns it with no questions asked. That's, I hope they find it.
Yeah, when I saw that headline, I'm like, what is, he must be made of money. But when I saw the reasons,
right.
Like, what a special person to do that for somebody.
Yeah. And then sad news from over the weekend, Regis Philbin. He passed away this weekend. He was 88 years old. And I remember when his last day on Live with Regis, maybe it was Regis with Kelly at that point, but the entire audience was filled with celebrities who had some kind of break or some kind of tie to Regis, who all just wanted to be there to applaud the man and say thank you. It was really something.
That's moving.
Yeah.
I've never saw that.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back and watch.
It was great.
I was going to watch reruns of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because I thought that man was absolutely just awesome on that show.
Yeah.
Just good. But now I want to see that with all the celebrities.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Have you ever made a promise that came back to bite you in the end? I think that I would lose a friend, a really good friend, over this. There's this guy who made a handshake deal 30 years ago with one of his buddies and said, you know what, if either one of us ever wins Powerball, let's just split it. Okay, Roy, that sounds like a good, put it here, pal. Shook on it. Lo and behold, 30 years later, he goes and he wins Powerball for like $17.5 million, calls his buddy and says, you just became a millionaire.
That's awesome.
Like, you don't, he's I can't even remember exactly what the term he used. He's like, don't you be pulling my chain here. Don't
right.
you be teasing me.
Yeah.
He goes, no, seriously. He goes, we're going to take the lump sum. Each of us are getting just under $6 million, but I'm keeping my promise to you.
That's a good friend.
I don't have any good friends like that. My friends would be like, bye.
Are you kidding? If you made that deal?
Would you keep it?
If you made that deal. It would seem a little bit odd if they made that deal. Let's say they worked together at a record store when they were 18 or something.
Right.
And didn't talk to each other for 30 years. Like, I got to find that guy because I remember we had a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that might seem a little bit of a stretch. But no, I think that's cool.
I mean, what a very cool story. Yes, I 100%. Agree.
And his karma is set.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But I would truly have to sit down and think about it. I would, Dana. That's a $6 million check you
gotta
write.
But what if you made that deal? What if you made that deal with the person who's your best friend right now?
No, no, he's not getting anything. He'd be happy with a million.
But
no,
if you made the deal.
Yeah.
Like, if you both went to the store together to get tickets, like, if I win, you get half, you win, I get half. Come on, dude.
Well, that sounds like it's only for that moment of time, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I made that promise and you and I, like, we're still very good friends and we're still buds.
That's why there has to be so much documentation when there are office pools. Because of people like you who skip the country, take all the money. Wow.
This is why we have Judge Judy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think
it might be a little
right
out
thing.
Of Judge Judy's league.
You get just a little too much?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, listen, is there ever a promise that you made with somebody that you ended up having to pay up on even though you didn't want to? Or maybe you were the recipient of it? Did it come back to bite you, or was it a good thing?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
We're talking about making a bet with somebody, sticking to it, and does it come back to bite you in the end? Good morning, Amber. What happened with you?
Good morning. So I had gone to an Indian casino bingo with some friends. And there were six of us, and we had agreed there was a big jackpot for $30,000. So we agreed that whoever won it, we would split it if one of us won it. So I ended up winning it, and I did split it with everyone. Everybody got $5,000 cash. They give you a cash payout the same night. But I didn't realize that at the end of the year, I was going to have to pay taxes on all of it. So I ended up stuck paying taxes. It cost me money to win that.
Oh! So you couldn't go back to your friends and be like, hey, your tax percentage on that, everybody owes me $800.
Well, I actually, now that I think about it, I only knew one of the people that I went with in the group. Only one of the ladies was a friend of mine. So I really didn't even know the other people, but we made that deal. So I kept my part of the bargain. But I don't even talk to those people anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That stinks that it ended up costing you.
Yeah.
I mean, it did cost me to win. Yeah.
Good story. Thanks for sharing, Amber. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kids Smart.
Who is our kid today? Let's meet him.
Hello, my name is Dayami. I am 10 years old. I am in 6th grade. I live in Deltona. I like to play on my PS4, ride my bike, and play with my Legos.
That's my Kid Smarts. We got Marjorie on the phone from Orlando, right here in Orlando. Good morning, Marjorie. So my first question for our child today is, the Statue of Liberty was a gift from which country? Will they know the answer?
I say yes.
What's the answer?
France.
France is right. What superhero can be seen in the Lego movie?
Yes, I should know that.
What's the answer?
Batman.
That's right. 2 for 2. Final question. Yes. Can you tell me Goofy's original name?
Ooh, I don't know that.
No? What's the answer?
No.
Yeah.
Goofy's original name is Dippy Dog. Yeah, Dippy Dog. See, it comes back to you.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't at all. Okay, never mind. No Dippy Dog. Hey, for you, you just got a family 4-pack of tickets to head on up to Crayola Experience Orlando. Thanks for playing Kid Smarts with us.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Time for today's Daily Dilemma. It could be anything going on in your life, whether it comes to romance or maybe a coworker or even lying to your parents. See if we can help this girl out.
Hey, so I'm a 19-year-old college student, and I'm on my parents' car insurance. I got my first speeding ticket Friday night, and I'm absolutely freaking out about my parents finding out. But my friends told me if I go to driver's school and pay the ticket, they won't find out about it, so I don't have to tell them. I was just wondering if that's true, and can I keep it for them so my insurance won't go up and they will never know?
It's not true. You tell your mom and dad everything. Everything, you hear me? I don't know if this is true. I know that when I was a kid and I got tickets, I never told my parents. I just don't think my dad ever really checked his car insurance bill closely enough to realize that it had gone up. But I never said anything. And I went to
traffic school. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah. It certainly does not make it right. I don't know if that's true or not.
That is beside the point. That is completely beside the point.
I'm trying to answer her question.
Her question really is whether or not she should tell her parents.
Yes.
So I have advice for her that I believe is sound.
Okay.
So I think that she should tell her parents and tell them exactly what she's going to do. Like, I did the research, and she should be sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to traffic school. It's going to happen on this day. There aren't going to be any points, so it shouldn't go on. And I've learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. And then you're not worried. Like, she's going to be worried, like, something's going to come in the mail. Because you know what? When you opt for that stuff, I have had a ticket before. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
But you get all sorts of stuff in the mail. But come to our school. Come to our school. And you never know if stuff is going to be routed the wrong way, like to your parents' house or something.
That is true.
Yeah.
Like, wow, look at her. She's getting the mail for us every day. What a great kid we've raised.
You don't need your stress. Get it behind you. I think your parents are going to surprise you.
Get it over with and tell them immediately.
And if none of that works out for you, I don't work here. Just all visiting for the day.
All right, well, maybe you work in the insurance industry. Maybe you're a police officer. Maybe you've done this before. We all agree that she should tell her parents, but will that
doesn't
help
sound
her?
Sound like it.
Mix 105.1.
Today's Daily Dilemma. She got a ticket. She's a college student on her parents' insurance. Wants to know if she doesn't tell them, will they ever actually find out about it? Because that's what her friends are telling her. Pete, you got some advice for her. What do you know, buddy?
So what happened once is I had gotten a ticket, and what happens is that they give you the option to take the class. If you take the class, your insurance won't get raised, and it'll still show on your driving record that you took it, but they can't raise it because you took the class. And you can take the class once a year and up to 5 times in a lifetime.
I think Dana's already reached all 5 of those.
I have
no,
not.
Just kidding. Okay, so it won't make the insurance go up for the parents, but she's got to come clean and tell them.
I would say she's got to come clean because she will get stuff in the mail saying, hey, we noticed you've gotten a ticket. Do you want to take our class? So either way, she's not going to get around it.
Okay, good to know. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the heads up.
All right, no problem.
See you, buddy.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God.
On Mix 105.1.
You a child of the 80s, of the 90s, you a millennial? Well, let's find out how much you know. We have our resident millennial here, Chantel, and we're going to see if we can mix up the millennial here with a little bit of trivia. Chantel, let's hope you do better this week. Are you ready?
I am not.
Okay,
yes, let's
here
go.
We go. All right, here we go. Which popular soft drink introduced Max Headroom in their commercials in 1985? Was it Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, or Yoo-Hoo?
Mountain Dew. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
New Coke. Coca-Cola.
I can't believe how famous Max Headroom was. What were we thinking?
Right. AI commercial got hugely famous.
Okay, so Magnum P.I. was set in which state? Is it California, Florida, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct. Nice job. Pinky, Inky, and Clyde are all names of characters from what video game? Q-Bert, Pac-Man, or Donkey Kong Jr.?
The first one.
Oh, come on, gamer.
Wow. Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah, no.
Greatest video game of all time.
That's a great game.
I just like Pac-Man.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm really bad at it.
You're excused. Go home.
All right, bye.
Okay, which brand of running shoes did Run DMC make famous? Was it Nike, Adidas, or Puma?
Adidas.
Yes, from Walk This Way. Nice job. 2 for 2. Let's get you a passing grade if you can get this in the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Which Brat Pack actor plays the part of Kerbo, a law student and waiter at St. Elmo's Bar? Was that played by Rob Lowe, Judd Nelson, or Emilio Estevez?
Emilio Estevez?
Yes, nice job.
Yes.
You get a passing grade.
I'm good at guessing.
3 out of 5. Nice job.
Wake up.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.